I see you in there, Tyler. What is the shirt you have? Is that Cruella De Vil on your shirt?
Nah, man, that's Dolly Parton.
Oh, okay. I just saw the top.
Yeah.
I just saw the top.
Or her main feature that usually gives her away is not really on the shirt.
That's a real mishap, isn't it?
Yeah. All white women don't look alike, Ron.
I just see the top, man. That's a real mishap. Is that Glenn Close? Or, nah. Is Glenn Close the only Cruella De Vil? Who else played Cruella De Vil?
Recently, what's her name? She's normally redheaded.
Come on, Clint. Come on, Clint. Give it to us. Come on.
I don't know.
$25,000 pyramid.
No, you know who I'm talking about.
I only know the cartoon.
I love this. You know who I'm talking about. Don't look it up. Don't cheat.
No, I'm not.
Don't look it up. Don't look at the...
I'm mad because I should know her name.
Is it Fisher?
No, not Jenna Fisher.
No, not Jenna.
Isla.
That one. That's what I was talking about.
Mm-mm.
No, redhead.
She's in like Easy A.
Oh, she's not. Oh, Emma Stone?
Emma Stone played
Cruella. Is she a natural redhead?
I don't know. I just know she's redheaded
a
lot.
Is she?
Yeah, but she plays
Cruella. I thought she was blonde.
Yeah.
There it is. Emma Stone. There it is. There we go. All right. Yeah. So, it could be Emma Stone or Glenn Close. Glenn Close is the only Cruella De Vil I know.
It's Dolly Parton.
That I respect. That is Dolly Parton?
Yes, on my shirt.
My fault, Dolly.
Glenn Close can act.
Text line 713-572-4610.
A great vice president,
by
the way.
Do you believe Glenn Close can act right there? We do that. What's text line 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, Tyler, jump in. What is Glenn Close's peak? What's peak Glenn Close? What's her peak performance?
I thought the vice president in Air Force One.
No.
Yes.
No chance.
She's great in that.
It has to be. What's the crazy?
Showed some real moxie.
The crazy movie with Michael Douglas.
I don't know.
Oh God, is it Indecent Proposal? No, that's Demi Moore.
Fatal Attraction.
Fatal Attraction. That's peak. That's peak Glenn Close.
I thought that was Sharon Stone.
Sharon might have been in it. No.
Yeah, Sharon's in it, but I think Glenn Close. Okay.
Glenn Close is the one who was hurting herself.
I think that was Sharon Stone.
Oh, Lord. I don't know.
I am certain that it was Glenn Close with Michael Douglas. Come on, Cheryl, Tyler, give me that.
Yeah, you got it right. It's Fatal Attraction.
That's Fatal Attraction.
But that's
Glenn
also
Close.
Sharon Stone. And Sharon Stone steals that film.
I think Sharon Stone is a different film. I think Sharon Stone's a... Text line, help us out. Sharon Stone is a different feel. People are texting in Fatal Attraction. That's right.
Sharon Stone is Basic Instinct.
Yes, okay.
That's it. There we go.
Similar.
There we go.
No, you're good.
Damn, Michael, is Michael Douglas in that too?
Yes, he is.
So he's done three of them. He did one with Demi Moore.
What a lucky
guy. Where she came after him. They did one with Glenn Close and then one with Sharon Stone.
I remember
Sharon Stone unhooked her legs.
He had one with Gwyneth Paltrow too where... He tries to have her killed.
That's right.
I don't remember what it was called, but he tried to have her killed.
I remember that. Yeah, I think Glenn Close is clearly.
Learning something new every day.
It's Fatal Attraction. That is her peak performance. I mean, without a shadow of a doubt.
Go rewatch Air Force One.
Let me know. I know it. Get off my plane. I know it very well. I don't either. That one in Executive Decision, I could watch all day long.
Oh, Executive Decision is a great film.
Solid one. All right. I love this right now.
90s right. Movies, baby.
I'm telling you, baby. Glenn Close, man. I just continue rolling in. What is peak Glenn Close? We found out and we agreed that peak.
We did not agree.
Well, last week we agreed that peak Emilio Estevez was Gordon Bombay.
Yes,
that
clearly.
Performance, clearly. And I think it's Basic Instinct. I'm sorry. I think it's Fatal Attraction for Glenn Close. I think that is. I think she actually has
agreed
won an Oscar for something, but. Yes, A Perfect Murder. That is that one.
Yes,
the one you were talking about. All right, we heard from the brass today, and when I say the brass, he thinks on the field, outside of the McNair family and Nick Caserio, we heard from D'Amico, CJ, and Will Anderson Jr. And that was all that was at the podium today. Tyler, is that correct? Those three.
That is correct.
And I don't think as they return, it is no accident that those are the three that we hear from. And like when I'm seeing them come right down, and I saw Landry tweeted out earlier today or last night that, hey, tomorrow coming up in the noon hour, middle of the show and in the loop, we'll have CJ will speak, D'Amico will speak, Will Anderson Jr. will speak. You'll hear it right here. And immediately I thought, clearly, this is the guys they're rolling with. When I say rolling with, like, when I look at this organization, there may be a lot of other people who potentially could come or go. I'm not saying everybody will. I'm not saying it, but potentially come or go. I think those three, unless it goes completely wrong, those three are three that feel untouchable.
First of all, Glenn Close, 8 Oscar nominations, no wins.
She didn't win?
She did not win.
Damn.
Really? Can I hear the nominations?
Hillbilly Elegy.
Oh, that's
was
the latest
2021.
One. Very good.
The Strong. Wife in 2019. Albert Nobbs in 2012.
Have it.
Dangerous Liaisons in 1989. Fatal Attraction in 88. The Natural in 85. The Big Chill in 84. And 83, The World According to Garp. So that's what? 1, 2. That's 5
wow.
Oscar nominations from 83 to 89.
But when was it from 89? When was the next one?
2012.
Wow.
Yeah,
I mean,
a long time.
I mean, what happened to Glenn? Yeah. Yes, yes,
she got snubbed for Air Force One. So let's.
She did not get
that.
Snubbed for Air Force One. I don't agree with you at all on that. What happened? 89 to
some bad choices by the agent.
Yeah,
it's all about
obviously
the agent.
Some bad choices there for her. I mean, I just.
But you are right though. Like the guys that they put up at the podium.
We're back.
Your movie
here.
Takes
okay,
are you. Horrific. Yeah. No, the guys they put up at the podium though. That's the future of the organization. Like those are.
Those are.
That's the foundation. The head coach, the quarterback, and the defensive end. And obviously, those are the guys that they picked at the top of the draft last year. Those are clearly the guys that they expect to be with this team for the next decade. And I don't know, and just there's so much movement within the NFL. It's hard to say that about many other guys with the team. I think there might be 2 or 3 other guys that you can say that about, but those two guys
are
the head coach.
Tyler, you jump in. Is there anybody else? Because I think those are the three. And I look around other teams, like I think in Baltimore, it's clearly John Lamar. Harbaugh. I think it is. I think it's Lamar, and I think it's Roquan Smith. I think those guys, I could see Mark Andrews moving on. I could see maybe Kyle Hamilton may find his way into that. But those three for sure. Kansas City, I think it's obviously Andy. And we've seen it sustained. That's what we're talking about. We've seen over the last, 7, 8 years, it's been Andy, Mahomes, and Kelsey. We've seen Hill leave. We've seen now that maybe Chris Jones is probably added to that now. But I can tell you, if they could have found something that made sense, that they weren't beholden to him like they were the other three. Is there anybody else that you even add to this list?
I think those three that you're mentioning are now, I think they're absolutely locked in. If you're locking anybody in as true cornerstones of where this Texans team is going with a young core, it is those three. It's DeMeco, Will Anderson Jr., and CJ Stroud. And I think those are the only three that are 100% locks as those cornerstones.
So what just said Stingley?
I do think there's a second tier that I could hear arguments for.
Now, Stingley I would put in that top tier. I think he could be that good.
You would put Stingley as the fourth.
I think he, when he plays.
Somebody's untouched, like, they're going to keep this guy. This guy's a part of the untouchable core.
I think when he played last year, after he came back from the hamstring last year, he played at just a really, really high level. And he plays a premium position. Like, those are the types of guys that you have to try and keep around as much as possible, especially with the way that the NFL is right now, where cornerbacks are at such a premium. So I think that I would
understand
put
the position. I just don't, like you said, it after he came back from the hamstring. Like, I mean, he's probably strung together. How many games do you think he's played in the last 5 years? How many football games?
Oh, football in the last 5 years.
Even his last couple of years. At LSU, I mean, I think he just flat missed the last one.
Yeah, he did.
And then
he had the foot injury.
You know, the last, like, that's just my deal with his talent screams yes, and if he played that way the last couple of years, the way he played the last 7 games of the year, I can hear you in that. I don't know, because I honest to God, I think he's an injury away, like another 6-7 week injury away from them really wondering if they want to be in with him long term.
He still played 11 games last year plus the 2 playoff games. So it's not like he missed, more than half the year. This wasn't a rookie year situation where he probably could have come back and played at some point during that rookie year, but they were so bad there really was no point to it. So the hamstring injury last year, it took him a little longer to rehab from that and to get back from that. But again, when he played, how many corners are you taking over him? They're very few. That's how good
he
was.
They played at that level in that time frame.
That's why I put him on that list, though, because the highs with him are just incredibly high.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's right outside it.